We are continuing Teresa's Daf Hey Amud Beis. And we're starting in the middle of the Amud where it says, Ve'es Yeyachaz Mepnei Yeyakim Achiv. And we're in the middle of talking about the what certain kings needed Shem and Amishcha even though they were taking over their father. And the reason is because it was Makim Achleikis or because of an older brother. Here it says, Ve'es Yeyachaz had to get shmired again with the Shem and Amishcha. The reason was Mepnei Yeyakim because Yoachim was older than Yoachaz by 2 years. And Rashi says how we knew that, because it says Yoachaz was 23 when he became the king, and he only was the king for 3 months. And afterwards, Yoachim succeeded him afterwards, and he was 25. It means he was 2 years older. Ask the Gemara, Mikashish, was Yoachim older? Like the Pasuk says, when it talks about Yeshio's children, it says, and Yeshio is Yoachaz and Yoachim his father. So it says, B'nei Yeshio, Habachar Yechanan, the Bachar Yechanan, Hasheni Yoachim, Hashishi Tzidkiyo, and Ravi Yishalom. Va'amar Rabbi, Rabbi tells us, Yechanan, who's Yechanan? Yechanan, who Yeyachaz? So you see, Yeyachaz was older than Yoachim, not Yoachim older than Yeyachaz. And it says, by the way, the Rabbi explains, by the way, Tzidkiyo, who's Shalom? Tzidkiyo and Shalom, the third and fourth are both the same. Tomorrow we'll talk about that soon. So Gemara Zakasha Heki say Yoachim is older, Yoachim is the second brother, the first brother Yechanan is Yeyachaz. You're right. Yoachim is cautious. Really, Yoachim was older than Yoachaz. And my karulei bechar. So why does it say bechar Yoachim is Yoachaz? What's pshat? That means, of course, he needed Hashem Mishcha because he gave the younger brother first. In this pasuk, it sounds like Yoachaz was first. No, he's saying he was younger, but he's called bechar because he was the first lamalchus. Why do you put the younger brother before the older brother? It says that you gave it to Yerim because he was the Bechar. So you see, you always give it to the Bechar. The only time you give it to the Bechar, only when it's Royu to fill his father's shoes. But by Yachaz and Yachim, at the time when they appointed Yachaz, he was more suitable than Yoachim, and therefore they made him into the king instead of Yoachim at that time. So the Gemara writes, Omamar, it says in that pasuk, who's Shalom, who's Tzidkiyah? Shalom and Tzidkiyah are the same person. The third and fourth children of Yeshua are the same person, but both the Shalom and who's Tzidkiyah are the same person. Right, the Gemara with Dari Kachashiv. The Gemara asks that it says three and four, so how can you say the same person? Gemara answers, really, they're both the same person. My the kari leishlishi, she's the bottom, your third son. My the kari leravi, she revealed the malchus. He was the fourth one to be king. Why? Because the malach Yechanya, he was the king before Kamei, before him. So v'tchila malach Yachas, first was Yachas, which is Yechanan, and then v'soif malach Yachim, v'soif malach Yechanya, which was the son of Yachim. And at the end, Malach Osaif, Malach Tzigo, and Tzigo was last. Therefore, he was revealed in Malchus because his nephew went first. Yoachim's child, who was Yechanya, went first. Something more about it. Tara Baram, who's Shalom, who's Tzidkiyo? Shalom and Tzidkiyo, the same person. Shalom, what do we call him? Shalom in Maisav. He was complete in his Maisav. Tavakar, Shalom, Shalom, Malchus, Bezdav, Yamav. Because Malchus Bezdav was finished in his days. He was the last king of Malchus Bezdav. Mashma, what's his real name? Metanya Shma, his name is Metanya. Shnemar, Vayamlech, this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, Vayamlech is Metanya Doidoi. Metanya, the uncle of Yechanya, Tachta by Yosef Eshemoy Tzidkiyo. And Nebuchadnezzar called him Tzidkiyo. Really, the name was Metanya. Domoloi, because Nebuchadnezzar told Tzidkiyo, Ka Yatztik Alecha Sadin. Hashem should be Matztik on you and give you an Einish in Timribi if you rebel on me. Shinemar, by Yavoy Oisev Allah, it made him make a shvua. Vechsiv, Vigam Bamelach Nebuchadnezzar, Morad Asher Eshbi Avalekim. He also was Morad Bamelach Nebuchadnezzar. Tzidkiyo was Marav Netzar, so you see, there was a shua, and that's why he said, call him Tzidkiyo. Really, the name was Matanya. They call him Tzidkiyo because to teach us this thing that he made a shvuah, and told him, if you don't do the shvuah, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which kachava, Tzikio was married. There's one child in Gemara Adarm, he's married, he told someone that he eats rabbits. I end the Gemara Adarm for exact details of that. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So it says that Yoyachaz got the Shemana Mishcha. Why? Because Yoyachim, his older brother, wasn't becoming king, therefore he needed Shemana Mishcha. Ask the Gemara, me have a Shemana Mishcha. What is Shemana Mishcha in the days of Yoyachaz? By the time you learned in the Braisa, Mishinignaz Aroin. Mishinignaz Aroin. When the Aroin was Nignaz, which means at the end of the days of the first piece of Mikdash, they hid the Aroin. Yeshio hid the Aron. And so when Yeshio hid the Aron, Yeshio was the father of these three children, right? So Yeshio hid the Aron. It says, "Mi avsha mishcha by time when Mishiganas Nignas Aron Nignas with its antennas Haman the little pitcher of Man they saved, but Slukas Shemana Mishcha and the little jug of Shemana Mishcha Maklish Aron and Aron stick the staff of Aron that had the Shkedim and the Prachim on it." And they also hid the Argus of Shogu Plishtim Darin L'Kesho. And the Plishtim stole the Aron, and they returned it with a present. So that present also was stored in a little chest. It was a gold things. And those things also was Nignas together with the Aron. And it's learned out because Shenemar, V'Zkli Azov Asher Shveishin Loi Osho, Tesimu B'Argus Metzidei, put on the side of the Aron. So you see, it always was on the side of the Aron, therefore it was Nignas with it. Or me guns, who's going to do these things? Yeshio Melchi the Ganazah. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, by Yoimer, Yeshio said to Levim, Avinim, the Levim, who I learned, they knew exactly where to hide it. Lechoy Yisrael, Akadosh from Hashem, threw his Aron HaKadosh, put it in the place where Shlomo Melch made a hiding place. He knew that also the Mizrahi Bicharov, so he made a hiding place to hide it, and they hid it in that place. And how do you know, besides for that, they hid also the Mon, and the Makle Shal Aron, and the Shemana Mishcha, Vamram Blazar. The Mons learned that from Asya from Shama Shama. It says, Ashavar Lucha Shama by Aron, and by Tzitzanis also have a send Shama Loya Emer Mon. And Asya learned Hashem Mishcha from Dairis Dairis. It says, by Shem Mishcha, Vahanach Oisoy Lefnei Hashem, Smeret Rasechem, says by Mon, Hanach Lerasechem, says by also by Shem Mishcha, Shem Mishcha Kerish Yelazil Zel Lil Darasechem. So make Dairis Dairis Shem Mishcha from the Mon. And you learn out Maklish Laram from Asti Mishmeres Mishmeres. It says by Tzitzenas Amon Mishmeres. It says by Maklish Laram Mishmeres. That teaches us that all this stuff is Nignas. What's the kasha? So how can you say the children of Yeshio, Yoyachaz and Yoyakim, had the Shem and HaMishcha if Yeshio was one who hid them? He put them away. So he didn't have Shem and Mishcha. Amra Papa, Bafars Madachya. He had Mashicha with the special Shemen, but not the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu did, because that was not taka around. Like the Torah said before, in Malchus Yisrael, this is the Rav Papa, he says it regarding the smearing of Yoyachaz and Yoyakim. Tanah Barah, look at the Braisa. How do you do Shemen HaMishcha? Moshechim as Malachim Kiminezer. When you Moshech the kings, you do it around their head, like in a round circle, like a crown. Because the Kahanim, the way you do it is Kimin Ki. What's Ki mean? The Arm Nashtra, Kimin Ki Yavonis. A Ki Yavoni. It's the Ki Yavonis, which looks a little bit like a Ches, Machlaikis, looks like a Ches, or a backwards Chaf. And that's how it looks. It's not a full circle. Tani Chada, when you do this, Mashiach on the Kahanim, Kamin Kaf Yavonis, how you do it? Betchila Meitzik Shemna Reisha. First you pour oil on his head. The Achen Oislai Shemen Ben Risein. And then you pour Shemen between his eyes. So this, when you put it on your head, that you can pour. When you put it on your eyes, it has to be smeared. So he says, first you pour, and then you smear. First you put a berisein, first you do smear it between his eyes. Then you pour on his head. By the way, after you put on his head and between his eyes, you make a line to complete the ches. But what do you do first? You pour first on his head, and then put on his eyes, then you attach it? Or you first put on his eyes, and then on his head, then you attach it? So one bride says you do first pouring, another bride says you do first smearing. So it's a steer in two braces. My answer is Tanoi. It's a machlekes Tanoi. Iklamandi Omar Meshicha Adifa. One man demands it's better, smearing is better. Iklamandi Omar Yitzika Adifa, pouring is better. Man time with the man demands Yitzika Adifa. What's the problem? The man says Yitzika is better. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk. Vayitzek, Pasuk of Yitzik, Moshe Meshon HaMishcha Aresha Aaron. Let me see exact. Pasuk of Yitzik, Meshon HaMishcha Aresha Aaron. Rinshach is Lakash. It says Vayitzek. So it's Master, first you do Yitzika. And afterwards you do Vayim Shech. The pasuk next, after that says Vayim Shech. The Lashon Pasuk this. Vayitzek Meshem and Amishcha Reish Aharon Vayimshech Oysel Kadosh. It says first is Vayitzek and then it says Vayimshech. Uman de Omar Meshich Adif. Ksav Shkain Nisra Beitzek Lishar. Since you find a Klishar is there, it's always Yitzika, like the Pasuk says. Therefore, Yitzika is better. So that's Machbir Machlaikis. Break the Mara. How can anyone argue? Vayitzek says the Pasuk Vayitzek. Then it says Vayimshech. I'm sorry, Vayimshech. Smash the first Yitzika, then Meshich. Where's no Hachkama? Mahatam vayitzek. Why are you doing yitzika? Why is it becoming kadosh today yitzika? Mishum, because you're ready. Vayimshach is a kachi. You already did shmearing. Why could you pour? Because you already did shmearing. That's that whole in the pasuk. Doesn't mean it's first vayitzek then vayimshach. It means why vayitzek because vayimshach already. So the more about Shon Mishcha and Aaron Akayin. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk Tehillim Keshem Atayv. Al Rosh Yerid Al Zokan Zakan Aaron. Just twice Zokan Aaron. That teaches us when state tipois magulius, even after he finished getting smeared, two little balls like pearls of Shemna Mishcha stuck on his beard. But he's tluyos la Aaron big bezikna on his corner of his beard. Two little pearls stayed there. Omer of Kana Tana with the Raisa Kishum Sape when he used to talk to other people or Rashi's Girsa haircutting. When he talked to other people, so it went up and down, so the problem is going to fall off. So those little pearls went by himself towards his skin to stay strong in his beard. It went to like the root of the hairs near his basa, kadeh, that shouldn't fall down. Now this thing, the two little pearls left over on his beard, about Dava, Zeh, Hayamesha Reinu Daig, Meshav was nervous, maybe he was Oyver Me'ila, he gave him extra Shem HaMishcha, Shem HaChash Shem HaAltib Shem HaMishcha, Yosef Haskal Vamra, no, Katal Cherman Shiyar Deyal Harei Tzion, it compares it to Tal, to do, Ma Tal Ein Be'Mila, Shek Tal is no Me'ila, Af Shemen, the Shem HaMishcha, Yorda Zagan Aaron, Ein Be'Mila is no Me'ila, once Takab Shat Naka, Shem said to put this much on his head, that you don't have to worry about the little pearls. Maybe Shem Moshele Malvan Imalti. I'm getting Mila. Why? Because my clothing still gets a smell from the Shem Mishcha. So maybe I'm doing Mila. Yatzvaskavam Leinimatay Malim Shem Zachem Yachad. Ma Moshele Malzuk Moshe, your brother Leimal. Af At Leimalta Shem Zachem Yachad. Both of you have not ever any Mila. Tana Rabbanan, not a Brisa. Ein Moshechem Es Malachim Ela Yedei Ma'ayan. When you do Moshecha on smearing on the kings, you do it near a river. Kadesh Tamashim Achusam. Just like the Ma'ayan, a river keeps on flowing, your Malchus should flow. Shnema. When he's telling one of the Nevi'im to be Moshech Shleima, the Shem HaMishcha, he says, take him to Bairatim Oisei Gichon, take him to the water. So you see, it's good to do next to the water. And now, once you spoke about this, I want to speak about other Simonim. Omer Rav Ami, Hayman the boy Leida Yemashcha Shati. He wants to know if you're going to live out the year. Eloi, or not? What should you do? Ma'isi Shirag, you should bring a little Nair, bring a flame, a fire, a candle. Bahalin Asar Yom Dvar Shat Lo Yom Vekpura. One of the days of Saras Mei Tshuva, he brings this. Vinisi Veis Lo Nashav Zika. He puts it into the house with no wind. So, and he puts enough oil the whole day. Imashu Gheira, if it lights the whole day, it doesn't go out by itself. Neida Mei Tshat. We know he's going to fulfill the year. And if not, it goes out, then he's in trouble. Amanda Boyi Nevet Iskei. Guy wants to do a business deal. He's not sure to be good enough. Boyi Neida Imashu Gheira Loi. He's buying an apartment complex. He doesn't know if it's going to be Matzliach or not, Nibritana Gerilim, buy a chicken and bring it up, raise a chicken. Isham in Vashaf, if it grows, it gets fat, Neidah Matzliach, we know it's going to be Matzliach. That's the simon for that. Another simon. Hayman the boy Nepik Baruch, he's going out on the road, he wants something to be coming back. The boy Neidah, he held the base and he make it back. What you do? Neil of Nekam Beis Tahava, let him go in the Vahasa, let him go into a house that's dark, but not so dark. So Im Chazi Bevaya Devaya, if he sees the shadow of a shadow, neda asil lebeisa. He knows he'll come back. But the more ends of lavin milsi, it's not a great idea to do this. Why? Dilma choshadayit. He might get a bad sign. He's not going to see his shadow of a shadow. He'll be upset. And mata mazle. That alone could cause him the mazle to be go down, and he will not be able to withstand. The derech and taka will be bad. So he has to go out with a good mood. You don't want to be in a bad mood when he goes out. And we end with the last Gemara, it's a gay Rosh Hashanah, Amar Abaya, Hashnar Mesmana Mosin. Now I'm saying Simmons is a good thing. That person should be used to eating, beginning on Rosh Hashanah, you should eat kara, which is like squash, verubia, which maybe is beets or fenugreek, karti is leeks, silka is beets, the tamri, and dates. Because all these things have different you know, simonim. Like rubia is yiru shchuyseinu, karati means yikar shchuyseinu, the enemy should be cut off. Silka shestalko evenu, tamri shitamu seinu, and therefore you should eat these things at the beginning of the year.